Yeah, welcome to the Damn Nation. Let's make it quick. So I got my two kids with me, and I asked them a question because of the last podcast I made. I know it sound like a raving lunatic, but I asked my kids, would y'all have a problem with me dying for our people? And first I asked my daughter, and what you said. And why would you have a problem with it?
Because there's always going to be that way. But
that's not what you said last time. You said...
I said because of family.
Okay. And that was all you said? And what? Okay. And what did you say, my son?
I said no, because it would be happening over and over. Not one person is going to be able to stop.
And there was another important thing that you said which made me want to record this. What else did you say to that? You said something else. You said you can't break something.
Oh yeah, you can't break God's curse.
There you go. When you said that hit me. I was like, wow, that's deep right there. Now for all you people who if you're not a believer in the Bible, then this really doesn't concern you. But if you do believe in the Bible, this is a curse, because the real Hebrew, the real Jews know that there was curses put upon us, that we will always be enslaved by these so-called overseers because of the things that we did back in the day, because we didn't listen to our Creator. So these are curses that can only be lifted by the Creator. So if you're a believer, then you know this to be true. So that's all I wanted to say. I appreciate y'all kids, and thanks for that. Yeah, I needed that. I hear that. So if you read the Bible, there's a verse in the Bible that says these are curses that was put upon us. Because when you think it also says that we will have to buy from them. We get all our stuff from them. That's why we don't never have nothing of our own. And even when we do have our own, for some reason, it's like there's a force upon them. A force that makes them jealous and destroy things that we create. I mean, Black Wall Street is the prime example. We had our own stuff. People always saying, oh, why y'all don't just make your own stuff? We do have our own stuff. And then every time it's prosperous, outsiders destroy it because they hate to see us in the high position. It ain't like we're not smart enough or capable enough to do it. They just won't let us. So that's all I got to say for now. Peace.